I am Ewan Mockery, Master Trainer of NLP. This podcast is about part two of my book, It's Time. This part is subtitled Change Your Life. In the first part of the book, I introduced the idea that change and consciousness are the ever-present fundamental components of reality, instead of the external physical world and time. This rather radical reimagining of existence can be derived from the appreciation that time is an illusion. Our experience of the physical world then becomes a reflective projection of consciousness contained within our own consciousness. As an analogy, human earthly experience is much like a computer-generated virtual reality. As I discussed, I believe this can be derived from an exploration of the physics of time, but it's possible to have a more direct sense that the world isn't necessarily what we've heretofore thought it was, and that physical reality isn't all that there is. One of the most dramatic ways to directly experience this expanded view of the world is through near-death experiences, often abbreviated to NDEs. It seems likely that the general improvement in medicine and resuscitation in the 1960s and 70s led to more people surviving a close brush with death who were then able to talk about what they'd experienced. These experiences have been studied as scientifically as we currently can, though they do still tend to be dismissed by mainstream science. But if you've had one of these experiences, then they're not quite so easy to dismiss. Suddenly you don't just think you're more than your physical body, you know that you are. People who've had these near-death experiences have a greater acceptance of others, are more empathetic and loving, and have a greater appreciation of the ordinary things in life. After an NDE, people's fear of death is very often reduced. One component of NDEs are out-of-body experiences, often abbreviated to OBEs. In NDE situations, people often view attempts to resuscitate them from a different perspective, perhaps near the ceiling of their hospital room. This is an out-of-body experience. It's also possible to induce an out-of-body experience yourself. It's not an easy skill to master, but it is possible. Through reading accounts of NDE and OBE experiences, it seems to me that the purpose of this earthly existence is learning to love other people, acquiring knowledge, and simply for the experience. I think of human existence as being Earth Life School. We're here to love, learn, and experience. Through that process, our sense of consciousness is transformed. So if we're in school, what are the specific lessons that we need to learn? Perhaps the most important class for all of us to graduate from is responsibility class. Responsibility is your innate ability to choose how to respond to situations that crop up in your life. Your response ability. If, as I'm suggesting, our experience is a reflection of our consciousness, then we are responsible for what we experience. What this means is not necessarily that you've chosen your experience, not consciously anyway. Rather, it is that we have the power to choose how we respond to our life situations. One of the most important aspects of our lives that we need to take responsibility for is our sense of self-worth. Love and accept yourself as you are. If there is something about yourself you don't like, then change it. If you cannot change it, or if you do not want to change it, then it simply becomes an expression of who you are. In life, you can only ever be you. So become the very best version of you that you can be. Only ever compare yourself to others to model positive behaviours. Do not spend your life comparing yourself negatively to others. Compare yourself only with the person that you've been before and the person that you want to become in the future. Once we take responsibility for our lives and love and accept ourselves, then we're empowered to face up to the darker side of our own nature. We can learn to let go of destructive, negative emotional reactions and limiting beliefs that hold us back. As we learn and grow by facing and overcoming these aspects of self, then we can follow our passions in life. And by doing so, we can explore more of Earth Life School and have positive interactions with others as we do so. Today, the world needs more self-assured, positive, loving people who have let go of their fears. It is people like this who will help lead humanity out through its current challenges. Because it's not just yourself that you can change. As you change, the world you experience changes too. This then is what the next part of my book is about. Change the world.